The second half of your season last year was, did you feel like your career was reinvigorated by the switch to the wing? Did you average something like 20 touches a game that back half of the year?
Yeah, pretty happy with how the second half ended last year. Obviously, it wasn't going too well playing half forward, but yeah, pretty happy with how it ended up with the new position and feeling pretty comfortable at the moment.
And in a way, so left us show a lot of faith. I think you had a great game in the Neefel on the wing, and then you've come good in the seniors. In a way, did it almost resurrect your footy senior career anyway?
Yeah, I thought I was gone early part of last year, so to have a couple of good games in the Neefel and then to carry that straight into the AFL was pretty pleasing and encouraging for my own form. So I was pretty happy, thankful that Leper gave me that opportunity to play on the wing in the seniors.
And did you play there again this year?
Yeah, I've done the majority of the pre-season, or the entire pre-season, on the wing and played on the wing first two NAB matches, and we'll play through there again this weekend, so I'd assume that's where my main role will be this year.
Sick of pre-season, obviously, 7 months long, but is it too long? So, I mean, last hit out, like, it's going to be higher intensity than a normal pre-season game, this one, isn't it? It's the last chance for a hit out.
Yeah, exactly, the last shot we get to replicate round one intensity, so we'll be looking to really get in place what we're trying to do for round one against Collingwood, so they don't have a few of their superstars in, but it doesn't really matter. We're just really focusing on how we want to play round one.
You guys must be tired of holding back by now anyway. You must be pretty keen to...
It's a bloody long pre-season, especially with the World Cup pushing it back a few weeks. So we're pretty ready to go.
Yeah.